This is Unit 17 of Pimsleur's Tagalog.
Pakinggan ang usapang Tagalog na ito.
You'll hear
naman,
meaning then or why don't you. Listen.
Anong gusto mong gawin ngayong araw?
Ako? Gusto kong mag-shopping.
Pero mayroon ka bang pera?
Kulang ang pera ko.
Magkano ang pera mo?
$5 lang. Kulang ito. Bigyan mo naman ako ng kaunting pera.
Eto. 500 piso.
Masyadong malaki ito para sa akin. Maraming salamat.
Pakinggan ulit. Anong gusto mong gawin ngayong araw?
Ako? Gusto kong mag-shopping.
Pero mayroon ka bang pera?
Kulang ang pera ko.
Magkano ang pera mo?
$5 lang. Kulang ito. Bigyan mo naman ako ng kaunting pera.
Eto. 500 piso.
Masyadong malaki ito para sa akin. Maraming salamat.
Now imagine there's been a bad storm and your colleague Li Yiyi's house needs repairs. You're trying to raise money for her at your office. How do you ask someone, "Do you have money?"
Mayroon ka bang pera?
A colleague answers, "None. I have none."
Wala ako. Wala akong pera.
Do you remember the word for not enough or lacking?
Kulang. Kulang.
Try to guess how she says, "My money is lacking." Literally, lacking the money of me.
Kulang ang pera ko. Kulang ang pera ko.
Someone else asks, "For whom?"
Para kanino? Para kanino ang pera?
Say, "For Li Yiyi."
Para kay Li Yiyi.
Another colleague says, "I have money."
Mayroon akong pera.
She adds, "I have a lot."
Marami ako. Marami ako.
I have a lot of money.
Marami akong pera.
She gets a bill from her purse and says, "Here, 200 pesos.
Eto, 200 piso. 200 piso.
Thank her.
Salamat.
Do you remember the short answer, "I can"?
Puede. Puede.
Here's how to say, "I can give you."
Pakinggan at ulitin.
Pwede kitang bigyan? Kita ng? Pwede kitang bigyan?
Another colleague says, "I can give you a little." Try it.
Pwede kitang bigyan ng konti? Nang konti. Pwede kitang bigyan ng konti.
Say, "All right."
Sige.
She says, "I can give you a little money."
Pwede kitang bigyan ng kaunting pera. Pwede kitang bigyan ng kaunting pera.
Now ask the next woman, "Do you have dollars for Li Yiyi?"
Mayroon ka bang dolyar para kay Li Yiyi? Mayroon ka bang dolyar para kay Li Yiyi?
How do you say "my money"?
Ang pera ko. ang pera ko.
Now try to say, my dollars.
Ang dolyar ko.
She says, my dollars are lacking.
Kulang ang dolyar ko.
Let it be pesos.
Pesos na lang. Pesos na lang.
She counts a few bills. 100, 200.
Sandaan, dalawang daan.
Here, 500 pesos.
Eto, 500 piso. Eto, 500 piso.
She's not sure if that'll do. She asks, is this not enough? Or, is this lacking? Put this at the end.
Kulang ba ito? Kulang ba ito?
Looking at the money, say, 500 pesos.
500 piso?
This is big.
Malaki ito.
This is big money.
Malaking pera ito.
This is just enough.
Tama lang ito. Tama lang ito.
Do you remember how to ask, what's that?
Ano yun?
Now here's how to say, that's big.
Pakinggan at ulitin.
Malaki iyan. 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 Malaki iyan.
Which word means that in this case?
Iyan. Iyan.
Say together, what's that? That's big.
Ano yon? Malaki iyan.
Say, 500 pesos.
500 piso.
That's big money.
Malaking pera iyan. Malaking pera iyan.
But she disagrees, saying, that's not big. Literally, not that big.
Hindi iyan malaki. Hindi iyan malaki.
That's not big for me.
Hindi iyan malaki para sa akin.
That's just enough.
Tama lang iyan. Tama lang iyan.
Now another colleague walks in holding some money. She asks, for whom's the money?
Para kanino ang pera? Para kanino ang pera?
Since you're collecting, you say, for me.
Para sa akin.
Now you clarify. Say, for Liwayway.
Para kay Liwayway.
Handing you a large bill, she asks, is this too big?
Masyadong malaki ba ito? Masyadong malaki ba ito?
Say, yes, that's too big. Literally, much big that.
Oo, masyadong malaki iyan. Iyan.
Another colleague says, "That's not too big." Literally, not that much big.
Hindi iyan masyadong malaki.
It's just enough for Liwayway.
Tama lang para kay Liwayway.
Do you remember how to say, "I can give you"?
Pwede kitang bigyan. Pwede kitang bigyan.
A younger colleague says, "I can give you 100 pesos.
Pwede kitang bigyan ng 100 piso. Pwede kitang bigyan ng 100 piso.
Another says, "All right, I can give you 200.
Sige, pwede kitang bigyan ng 200. Nang 200.
You tally up and say, "I have pesos now."
Mayroon akong pesos ngayon. Mayroon akong pesos ngayon.
Now ask, "Is this lacking?"
Kulang ba ito?
Is this just enough?
Tama lang ba ito?
Is this too big?
Masyadong malaki ba ito?
A colleague says, "That's big money, but..."
Malaking pera iyan, pero...
That's not too big for Liwayway.
Hindi iyan masyadong malaki para kay Liwayway. Hindi iyan masyadong malaki para kay Liwayway.
Another day, you're at a store with a friend. Here's how to say, "This is expensive."
Pakinggan at ulitin.
Mahal ito. Mahal. Hal. Mahal. Mahal ito.
Try to say, "That's expensive."
Mahal iyan. Mahal iyan.
Do you remember the word water?
Tubig. Tubig.
Say that you want to buy water.
Gusto kong bumili ng tubig.
She says, "Water is expensive." Literally, expensive the water. Try it.
Mahal ang tubig. Mahal ang tubig.
How would she say, "Too expensive"?
Masyadong mahal. Masyadong mahal.
Now she says, "For you."
Para sa iyo. Para sa iyo.
The water is too expensive.
Masyadong mahal ang tubig. Mahal. Masyadong mahal ang tubig.
Picking up a bottle, ask, "Is this too expensive?"
Masyadong mahal ba ito? Masyadong mahal ba ito?
She checks the price and says, 100 pesos.
Sanda ang piso.
Yes, that's too expensive.
Oo, masyadong mahal iyan.
You have an idea. Say, "I'd like to drink beer."
Gusto kong uminom ng beer.
That's not too expensive. Be careful of the order.
Hindi iyan masyadong mahal. Hindi iyan masyadong mahal.
She agrees, saying, "All right, let's drink."
Sige, inom tayo. Inom tayo.
She adds, "I can give you 200 pesos."
Pwede kitang bigyan ng 200 piso.
That's just enough.
Tama lang iyan.
Say, let it not be pesos, let it be dollars.
Huwag pesos, dolyar na lang. Huwag pesos, dolyar na lang.
That's not too expensive in dollars.
Hindi iyan masyadong mahal sa dolyar. Hindi iyan masyadong mahal sa dolyar.
She says, "But I have no dollars."
Pero wala akong dolyar. Wala akong dolyar.
Do you remember how to say, "You're good at speaking Tagalog"?
Ang galing mong magtagalog. Ang galing mong magtagalog.
You want to say, "You talk fast." Literally, the speed of you at words. First, speed.
Pakinggan at ulitin. Bilis. Bilis.
Now, "You talk fast."
Pakinggan at ulitin. Ang bilis mong magsalita. Magsalita. Salita. Magsalita. Bilis. Ang bilis mo. Ang bilis mong magsalita. Ang bilis mong magsalita.
Tell her that she talks fast.
Ang bilis mong magsalita.
She answers, "No."
Hindi.
Say, "Yes, you talk fast."
Oo, ang bilis mong magsalita. Ang bilis mong magsalita.
That was "the speed of you at words." Try to say just "you're fast" or "the speed of you."
Ang bilis mo.
Try to say "you're fast at speaking Tagalog."
Ang bilis mong magtagalog.
She wants to say, "I don't talk fast."
Pakinggan at ulitin.
Hindi ako mabilis magsalita. Mabilis. Hindi ako mabilis magsalita.
Literally, that's "not I speedy at words." How do you say "at words"?
Magsalita.
Now say, "I don't talk fast."
Hindi ako mabilis magsalita.
Say again, "You talk fast."
Ang bilis mong magsalita.
Notice that you said "speed."
Bilis.
When saying "you" and "speedy."
Mabilis.
When saying "I," Continue to do so unless you are cued otherwise. Now repeat after the speaker. First, you talk fast, then I don't talk fast.
Ang bilis mong magsalita.
Hindi ako mabilis magsalita.
Now how would she say, I'm not fast?
Hindi ako mabilis.
Tell her, yes, you talk fast.
Oo, ang bilis mong magsalita. Ang bilis mong magsalita.
Do you remember how to say, I can't understand?
Hindi ako nakakaintindi.
Here's how to say, I don't understand you.
Pakinggan at ulitin. Hindi kita naiintindihan. Naiintindihan. Han. Tindihan. Intindi. Iintindihan. Naiintindihan. Kita. Hindi kita naiintindihan.
What's the word for I to you?
Kita.
Say together, can't understand, don't understand.
Nakakaintindi, naiintindihan.
Say, I don't understand you.
Hindi kita naiintindihan. Hindi kita naiintindihan.
Now dropping not and reversing the word order, try to say, I understand you.
Naiintindihan kita. Naiintindihan kita.
Say again, I don't understand you.
Hindi kita naiintindihan.
She says, but I understand you.
Pero naiintindihan kita.
Now she says, you talk fast.
Ang bilis mong magsalita. Ang bilis mong magsalita.
You're good at speaking Tagalog.
Ang galing mong magtagalog.
She adds, you're fast at speaking Tagalog, or you speak Tagalog fast.
Ang bilis mong magtagalog.
Do you remember how to say, I don't understand you?
Hindi kita naiintindihan. Naiintindihan.
She says, I understand you.
Naiintindihan kita.
Here's how she would ask, do you understand me?
Pakinggan at ulitin.
Naiintindihan mo ba ako? Ba? Naiintindihan mo ba ako?
How would you answer, I don't understand you?
Hindi kita naiintindihan. Hindi kita naiintindihan.
Now you ask her, do you understand me?
Naiintindihan mo ba ako? Naiintindihan mo ba ako?
Thankfully, she says, "Yes, I understand you."
Oo, naiintindihan kita. Naiintindihan kita.
Say, 100 pesos, that's expensive.
Sandaang piso, mahal iyan.
Ask, do you understand me?
Naiintindihan mo ba ako?
Now she says, no, I don't understand you.
Hindi. Hindi kita naiintindihan.
Now let's try a conversation. Imagine you're at a store talking with the clerk. She'll bargain with you. You're having trouble understanding the currency, so you're going to question everything she says. When she speaks to you, I'll tell you what to respond. Let's begin.
Eto, tubig at kape. 200 piso lahat.
Say, 200 pesos? That's too expensive.
200 piso? Masyadong mahal yan. Masyadong mahal yan.
Hindi iyan mahal.
Say, that's expensive.
Mahal iyan.
Tell her that the water is too expensive.
Masyadong mahal ang tubig.
Bigyan mo naman ako ng 150 pesos.
Tell her that that's too big money.
Masyadong malaking pera iyan. Masyadong malaking pera iyan.
Hindi iyan masyadong malaki.
Tell her to make it 100 pesos.
Sandaang piso na lang.
Sandaang piso? Kulang iyan.
Tell her that 100 pesos is just enough. Be careful of the order.
Tama lang ang sandaang piso.
Sige, eto.
Tell her, you talk fast.
Ang bilis mong magsalita.
Hindi mo ba ako naiintindihan?
Say, no, I don't understand you.
Hindi, hindi kita naiintindihan. Hindi kita naiintindihan.
She slows down. You understand and pay. This is the end of Unit 17 and the end of today's lesson. Please continue with the next unit tomorrow. Copyright 2007 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. Recording copyright 2007 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. All rights reserved.